A new report from the Government Accountability Office says 9 of the federal agencies they've surveyed still do not have plans or guidelines to govern the use of insourcing. That's a new buzzword because we didn't have enough to describe how agencies are supposed to be reevaluating the use of contractors and maybe shifting some of that work back to the federal employee. How to manage a workforce of mixed federal workers and contractors during this time of transition was a topic of a recent panel discussion at the Excellence in Government Conference. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis joins us now with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Chris and Amy, in March of this year, the president issued a memo on government contracting, suggesting his concern that agencies had swung the pendulum too far in the direction of becoming too reliant on contractors. And he wanted the Office of Management and Budget to determine what kinds of work should be done by contractors and which should not. At the same time, Congress enacted the provision in the most recent omnibus spending bill, mandating that all federal agencies, except for the Pentagon, were to develop new guidelines for insourcing new work by July of this year. But a GAO study released today said that of the 9 agencies they surveyed, none of the agencies had met their deadline, and only 3 had drafted their insourcing guidelines. The Department of Energy, the Department of Homeland Security, and with the State Department issuing preliminary guidance on the issue. At the Excellence in Government Conference yesterday, Matthew Bloom, Associate Administrator with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy at OMB, says the new guidance regarding insourcing continues to be a work in progress.
We chose not to write a document that was entitled insourcing or outsourcing, but rather to step back. And if you look at the introductory materials to this, you'll see that and this is just quoting from the memo itself, that too often assessments are focused either around a particular outcome, outsourcing or insourcing, or the day-to-day challenges of managing individual employees without looking at what is the function of the organization, what's the mission that we're trying to accomplish, what are the skills that you need, which is effectively strategic human capital planning. And then once you go through and figure out what's the manpower, the people power, and those skills, associated skills, you can then begin to look at sourcing considerations of those functions that you need, which are the ones that are so intimately related to government activities that they need to be performed by federal employees, which of them can be performed by either sector. And then you also have other related management issues in terms of how are you going to bring the communities together that are involved in this. So the first document, which is all of 2 pages, basically lays out a very simple framework that does those 3 things. It says you need to start the conversation with workforce planning. You need to figure out what are your organizational goals or review your organizational goals. What are the skills and the workforce mix that you need?
Blum says the next step at OMB on the road to this new guidance on insourcing for agencies may lie in a pilot program to see what works.
Given that there's a lot in play and a lot of difficult issues, and it's in many ways, while it seems very common sense, it's also new in many ways because we don't have these policies built out, that we would do some learning through piloting. So that brings us to the second attachment, which asks agencies to pick an organization that they believe to try these tools or try these concepts out on. The only main caveat in the pilot is that we want agencies to pick an organization where they think they may be overly leveraged on contractors.
And tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, we'll hear from Tom Cade at the Department of Health and Human Services talking about a situation that a lot of federal project managers can relate to when it comes to insourcing.
So more tomorrow and more on federalnewsradio.com?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Tennant and Jane Norris and also on federalnewsradio.com.
Thanks, Max.
Anytime.